Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I am your host, Lita. This is episode 386 on Saturday, October 18, 2025. Or if you're here in future land, where I am, it is Sunday the 19th of October. First off, good morning, chat. Good morning. Thank you. Huge thank you. Hang on a little. We're doing little hearts early. Little hearts. Mrs. Rock Guru has resubscribed. Thank you very much. That's very sweet. And Zep has also. Thank you, guys. Very kind of you. It is much appreciated. As I said, all incoming money goes towards the website. That's pays for the website. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's very kind. And good morning to you both, as well as Isaiah's here as well. Hi. Thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. Chris sends her apologies. She's work, life. She can't make today, so she sends her apologies, which, you know, hang on, where is she? She's here in spirit, as we know. of course. So we're just saying to our lovely Chris, thank you. Thank you. Just don't, IRL comes first, as we all know. And you need to do what you need to do. And if work's crazy, it's crazy. I wish we won the lotto last night. But unfortunately, I know I didn't. So if anyone has good lotto numbers, please let me know. Anyway, all right. Well, let's have a look what we've got for this week. And again, thank you guys for coming and hanging out. Appreciate it. All right. Let me see if it's going to do what I want it to do. Yay! Woo! It worked. I actually had to, get rid of, delete it out of, XSplit. Because it kept coming, I couldn't figure out why Wowhead kept coming up going, you need to subscribe, or do you want to subscribe, and I couldn't get rid of it. So I ended up deleting and restacking, basically. And it's so, technology is fantastic when it works, and when it doesn't work, and I don't know, I think I'm a fairly tech savvy person, but there's a lot of stuff I don't know. And sometimes you go, well, if I delete everything, is it just going to make the problem worse? And I know from past experience, I've done that where I'm like, oh, well, I'll just delete it and I'll start over. And then you're like, you know, hours in going, I shouldn't have done that. So anyway, it's worked out. So I thought we'd have a look at what Wowhead has got. And they're talking about the Wow Weekly. So housing early access test, Hallow's End begins, Alpha Phase 3 and more. Look at how fantastic those screenshots are. I mean, Horseman, classic, will always be classic. But look how beautiful. God, we've got so many good screenshots that, like, between Blizzard putting out, Wowhead putting up, and the ones that we can take ourselves. It's always fantastic. All right, let me have a look. So this, I just wanted to mention it. Obviously, they've got... So Blizzard says, check out housing early access on the PTR. So, you know, again, if that's something that you guys are looking at, testing things with the PTR, again, let us know. And I haven't even thought about Midnight as in a challenger-wise and where PTR will be and, you know, all the things that are happening. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm still dealing with my own IRL, which involves packing and moving. So, and just, you know, just what all that encompasses, as well as, you know, family and all of that. So I haven't even thought past being able to log in and just play this expansion. So yeah, but again, if that is something that you guys, anyone is interested in doing testing and wants to, well, I'll make some Google Docs and we can, you know, start putting information into it. I will, let me write it down, because we know what will happen if Lita doesn't. So I'm just going to write Midnight Google Docs. Also, I need to look at Hello's post after the show. All right. So yeah, what we'll do is we'll start, Zaya, I'll create them and then we've got them ready to, you know, if anyone wants access, we can do all that. Just let me know and then let Zaya know as well once I've created them. So just, you know, give me a day to get things sorted. So yeah, so looking at that, you know, there's a lot, there's stuff that's happening, obviously. Again, the impact of something that is working account towards these things is a lot different to, you know, when we first started playing the game. We know now the way that the game is there's a lot of stuff that is built around being do things on your account. So it doesn't matter if you play one turn to get all of the things or you play 50 turns to get all of the things. It still revolves around being able to, you know, utilize your account and the turns that you've got on your account. So it's a lot different from where we started with WoW, and most of us, I'm going to say, are seasoned veterans, been around in this game for a very long time, and the game is completely different to when we first started. And that's, it's not a bad thing, it's just, it's different, right? Okay, so Zep says, I've paid almost no attention to anything Midnight. Too many things going on in retail and now Remix to focus on at the moment. And exactly, Zep. I completely understand. I'm barely even being able to focus on retail. And that's only because IRL is, you know, there's just a lot going on. And again, it is what it is, you know, life, life is a roller coaster. I mean, we have our ups, we have our downs, everything. You know, it's a great circle of life and all of that. I'm throwing all the movie metaphors out there, but you know, that's what it is. So sometimes we can be riding of being able to log in and play, you know, 8 hours a day or 4 hours at night or every night. And then there's sometimes when you're like, I can't even log in for, you know, until the weekend and stuff. But we all have, you know, IRL to deal with, and IRL comes first, whatever level of that it is for you. So I get it. And I also know that, again, the game is not what it was. And the fact that Blizzard are like, boom, here's this, and here's this patch, and here's this, and oh, by the way, we're going to throw this new thing, and you know, the remixes and all of that going on. Like, there is a lot going on in the game. And not just, and even if you say, okay, well, let's take playing a challenge tune out of the mix, there is a lot going on in the game. So to then go, hang on, I'm going to put all of that aside and focus on my challenges. And there's people that do that, and kudos to you. No, you know, nothing whatsoever on that. Fantastic. You find your joy where you find your joy. So if not playing retail and just concentrating on things like challenges, or you don't want to do that and you want to go and play hardcore mode, or you do want to play and you're like, I need to give a break from challenges, I'm going to go and raid and, you know, or chase achievements or whatever, but I'm going to do that all on my main or my normal tunes. You know, I mean, you find, we play, Cozzy, you right? He's got the zoomies over on the bed, I can hear him. So he's either done a big stinky poo, or he's just decided to have a bit of a zoom, which that's fine. What was I doing? I lost my train of thought. It's gone. Yeah. I can't remember, but you know, whatever it is that you want to do, your time. Oh, that's what I was talking about. We pay money to play a game. We want to have fun in the game. I mean, how ridiculous to be paying for something if you're not having fun, right? Some of us have been paying for this game for a very long time. Let us not think about how much money we've put into this game. However, when we log in, we want to do things that bring us joy, that we have fun with, whether it is solo play or with, you know, with our friends, with our guild, all of that. If you're not having fun playing this game in whatever form it is, whether it's challenges, whether it's retail, whether it's remix, if WoW is not bringing you joy at the moment, you're not happy with the direction of it, or whatever, and again, we can only speak to ourselves on these, there certainly are a lot of other games around. You know, WoW is not in the place that it was when it first came out 20 plus years ago. There are a lot of games out there, and for some people, WoW isn't the same. And, you know, I get that, but I also know that regard. I do. I love WoW. I love WoW. I love logging into WoW. I love playing on Leader. You know, she's my main. She's been my main for a very, very, very long time. And the amount of times when I can zone in, especially if I'm in Brill, you know, there's some places in that game that the memories, the nostalgia, the impact of certain places. Nagrand. Old Nagrand. My floating island, that's what I call it. You know, every now and again, I will take a journey back there and I will sit her down with Pipfip, her imp, and we'll watch the moons. Sometimes it's for 5 minutes. Sometimes I might sit there for hours. Hi, did you want to come and say hello to everyone? I don't know if you heard that. Do you want to come up? No? Okay. He may or may not. So we know about, just finding the joy and play a game that you want to enjoy. But again, there is a lot of things going on within WoW, and it certainly keeps us busy when we get in there. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. And of course, you've got classic, and like I said, you've got remix, and there's a lot. So I get it. I completely get it. One of the things, though, I'm excited for, which will be starting, I think, today, tonight, whenever it is of course, Hallow's End. So, looking again, what a great screenshot! Look at that screenshot. Hang on, let's do it again. Every time. Love it. Love that. Love that. Okay, so prepare yourselves. The bells have tolled. Shelter your weak, your young, and your old. Each of you shall pay the final sum. Cry for mercy. The reckoning has come. I should have done that, and then, of course. Leader, you are not on your game. Well, I normally not, but I should have thought about that one a little bit better. But anyway, so what I'll be doing, I haven't done the write up yet. Yesterday was a very busy day. I wasn't home for a lot of it. Out all the things. IRL, IRL. So once I get the show stuff done today, get everything edited and ready to post, and all of the things that I knew need to do post show, I will then do the write-up for Hallow's End. Now, what I would suggest is if you're taking a challenge toon out, please just be careful again. Be careful if you're unsure about anything, jump on a main, jump on a normal, go and test it out. Obviously, there's things that a challenge toon can't do. Look back on last year's post if you need to. I mean, mo I'm going to assume most of the things will be the same. That there may not be a huge change. There might be some stuff added in, but again, I'm going to suggest if you're really unsure, go back to last year's post and have a read through. But as soon as I'm able to, after the post show, I'll get that posted and that'll be up on the website as well. Okay, so keep that in mind. What else was there? Subscribe to get some goodies. Yay, fantastic. Okay, now what else did I have? That was the that's all I had. Oh, I was just bringing up the news on the actual Blizzard.com World of Warcraft. And again, just look how cool that screenshot is. The Legion remix. I like that. And again, we've got some really, there's some really cool. Some really cool things. Even that screenshot's. Reminds me of somewhere. I mean, obviously Silvermoon. But there's like somewhere else. One of the Isles. Oh, gone completely blank. Anyway, so again, if in doubt, just tread warily with the start of Hallow's End, and we will get the Hallow's End post for Challenge Tunes up. For me, it'll be later today. But yeah, if in doubt, wait, test it on a normal, etc., etc. Okay, all right. Well, going by that, let me do come back to normal. All right. State of the challenges. So we've reset, Zaya reset the state of the challenges this week. It was, when I had a look, it was really janky. There was like a couple of one green and like a couple of iron. So I'm not going to do state of the challenges for this week. We have reset it, so it should be good in the 2 weeks' time when we do the next show. And at this stage, I'm gonna say that I should be here. Everything should be fine for the next show. It might be after that. Again, with house and moving and all sorts of things. So, if it comes down that I've got to take a bit of a break, again, just giving you a little heads up to say, hey, if at some stage it might be like, okay, we're not having a show in the 2 weeks, it'll be another 2 weeks on that, just so you've got a heads up. All right. Other than that, I've got, so no state of the challenges. We'll look at doing the proper list in 2 weeks' time. Chit chat. Anything else, Zaya? Zep? Mrs. Rock Guru, anything that you think I've missed, please let me know. Anyone else in the chat? And again, thank you guys for giving of your time to hang out with me. I appreciate it. It's very kind of you. All right, I got some funnies. I got some funnies. I'm not sure if I've done these ones before, but they tickle the fancy. And I thought I'd share them. Okay. Oh, it's very gingerbread-ish today. All right. Which is faster, Sonic the Hedgehog or a Japanese bullet train? A bullet train. Sonic doesn't actually exist. Where's my little? Oh, I kind of need a boom. Don't have one. I need a little boom, don't I? What do you call that? Ba boom. Boom. Sound. I write it down and then in later on when I come back and I go, what the hell's a ba boom 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 sound? I thought that was super cute. Anyway, and the other one that I found was, what do people and video game consoles have in common? No one can agree on which generation is best. Which kind of was like, it does, I mean, yeah, it just kind of felt like, yeah. I mean, I've never been a console gamer, really. I've always just been the PC. I'm not very good at consoles. But, you know, it might tickle a fancy with some of you as to that. It just kind of was like, yep, that's accurate, Zepsis. Okay, all right, it's good to know. Excellent. All right, I think I've got everything covered. Now, at this stage, we will be back in 2 weeks, which will be Saturday, November 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, I've got in my diary, and you can tell me if I'm right. The time change for the US, which will affect me and when I go live, will be after the next show. I might check with Chris, but I've got it down that for me it will change on the Sunday. So, depending, all I'll say is 7 p.m. Eastern is what I base it on. And normally, like at the moment, 7 p.m. Eastern is 9 a.m. for me, Brisbane time. So when you guys do the daylight savings back to normal, whatever it is, it will be 10 a.m. start for me. So I'll do a double check. It might be, I might have to do that then. But just base it on 7 p.m. Eastern time is when we. Okay, changes on your Sunday, which will be my Monday. So it'll be after the next show. All right, thanks, Seb. I'm pretty sure that, yeah, so the next show for me will be normal. It'll be normal later. Just reminding myself. All right. Again, thank you to Zep and thank you to Mrs. Rock Guru for resubscribing on Twitch. That's much appreciated. Really do appreciate it. As I said, all our wonderful Iron Elites who are scrolling across the screen now. Thank you very much for your patronage, and everything goes towards the website. That's it. So much appreciated. Thank you for that. Again, if you want to check out any of the blog posts, please keep an eye up for our max level write-ups. They're on the website, so wowchallenges.com. You'll find all the challenge information. You'll find our socials, Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Blue Sky, those things. Anyway, check those out. And of course, if you've got whether it's something funny, jokes, screenshots, question, you can certainly send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Or reach out. Best way to reach out is through Discord. I'm pointing over here because that's where my Discord screen is. We've got our wonderful mods who can help answer the questions. Otherwise, yeah, just otherwise our community. We're very fortunate to have. It's wind. Is that wind? I sounded like wind. I was gonna say I didn't think it was that windy outside. Sounds like it was howling down the side of the house. All right, well, that's it. Short show is a good show, apparently. We're doing a short show. All right. If you want to find me, please check out. Check out. Easiest thing is Leader in Discord, or I'm pretty much Leader or Leader WoW. So Leeta, and just add WoW if you're, you know, looking for me. But certainly reach out. Just remember time zones, IRL, and that. So if I'm a little bit slower in responding, I'll get back to you as soon as I viably can, because of, you know, time zones and sleep and IRL and all of that. Sorry, short show is a good show. We might be able to do that one today. I think so. Let me write it down. Short show is a good show. All right. And again, thank you very much for everyone who's come and hung out with me and giving of your time. I do appreciate it very much. It's lovely to have some chatter in the chat room. And on that, we will be back on November 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So please just remember, stay safe both in and out of game. Take care and be safe, and we will see you then. Bye! The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leeta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.